Blackstone Audio presents Christine by Stephen King. This is for George Romero and Chris Forrest Romero and the Berg. Christine. Prologue. This is the story of a lover's triangle, I suppose you'd say. Arnie Cunningham, Lee Cabot, and, of course, Christine. But I want you to understand that Christine was there first. She was Arnie's first love, and while I wouldn't presume to say for sure, not from whatever heights of wisdom I've attained in my 22 years anyway, I think she was his only true love. So I call what happened a tragedy. Arnie and I grew up on the same block together, went to Owen Andrews Grammar School and Darby Junior High together, then to Libertyville High together. I guess I was the main reason Arnie didn't just get gobbled up in high school. I was a big guy there. Yeah, I know that doesn't mean donkey shit. 5 years after you've graduated, you can't even catch a free beer on having been captain of the football and baseball teams and an all-conference swimmer. But because I was, Arnie at least never got killed. He took a lot of abuse, but he never got killed. He was a loser, you know? Every high school has to have at least two. It's like a national law. One male, one female. Everyone's dumping ground. Having a bad day, flunked a big test, had an argument with your folks and got grounded for the weekend? No problem. Just find one of those poor, sad sacks that go scurrying around the halls like criminals before the homeroom bell and walk it right to him. And sometimes they do get killed. In every important way except the physical. Sometimes they find something to hold on to and they survive. Arnie had me.